Up next is Dan Martin. I didn't think I'd be interviewing you two times in one day, Dan.
Yeah, I don't know.
4 sacks for you today in this game, man. You just went off. I mean, you and Dobie Gillis together had a combined of 7 sacks in this game, and that's incredible for a high school level.
Yeah, I mean, I was just out there just trying to play as hard as I could and, you know, dominated my end and got in there to the quarterback a good part of the time.
Well, I'm happy for you on this performance, man. And how do you feel about, I mean, you've never played football before until this year, so how does it feel to be able to get the win in front of the homecoming crowd?
Well, just the whole entire atmosphere with it being homecoming and the home crowd, everyone's so into it. You know, this is, like, pretty much the biggest game of the year in front of our home crowd on a beautiful night, so it doesn't really get any better than that.
Right, and we do have Eske at home coming up here in 2 weeks, so that game is probably going to be just as big, bigger than this game.
That's going to be a huge game. You know, Eske versus Gladstone is always a super good game, but this year it's going to be special.
Yeah, man, I just can't believe, you know, it's just sitting in my thoughts, you know, the kid who's only been playing, who only played football for first year has been able to grasp such a concept on the game to be able to have 4 sacks. I mean, you're roughly at like 11 sacks already on the season, and that's incredible for a high school player. It really is. I don't know if you know that or not, but 11 sacks for a high school player is quite incredible.
I'm just going out there and trying my best, having fun.
All right, man. Well, again, is there anybody you want to say hello to?
You know, all the Gladstone fans out there, and like Vince said, Jared Crow, I mean, he played a heck of a game, and it's really too bad to see him go down like that, but we'll get him better.
Yeah, our thoughts and prayers are with Jared Crow and hoping he's able to come back for the next week against the school. Good luck against the Sioux next week, brother, and we'll see you there.
Yep, see you.